What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 568. In this episode, I'll discuss whether balanced crystalloid therapy could lead to faster resolution of DKA than normal saline. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode568. Fluid resuscitation with normal saline is known to cause more hyperchloremic metabolic acidosis when compared to balanced crystalloid fluids such as lactated Ringer's. It is physiologically plausible that this difference between fluids could lead to a difference in time to resolution of diabetic ketoacidosis. Researchers from Vanderbilt University Medical Center published a post-hoc subgroup analysis of two previously reported companion trials, the saline against lactated Ringer's or plasmolite in the ED trial and isotonic solutions and major adverse renal events trial, to examine the difference between the two fluids when treating patients with DKA. The study included adults who presented to the ED with a clinical diagnosis of DKA. The primary outcome was time between ED presentation and DKA resolution, and the secondary outcome was the time between initiation and discontinuation of insulin infusion. The authors found 94 patients with DKA in the balanced crystalloids group and 78 in the saline group. Cumulative incidence analysis revealed a 3.9-hour shorter time to DKA resolution in the balanced crystalloids group at 13 versus 16.9 hours, and cumulative incidence analysis also revealed a 3.6-hour shorter time to insulin infusion discontinuation in the balanced crystalloids group at 9.8 versus 13.4 hours. The authors believe that the results of this study add to the accumulating evidence suggesting balanced crystalloids are better resuscitation fluids than saline for many patients and may have particular benefits for patients with DKA. Given that post-hoc subgroup analysis like this one is considered hypothesis-generating, I would not expect DKA guidelines to change from this study alone. However, clinicians may choose more frequently to use balanced crystalloids to treat patients with DKA. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.